It's being weird as fuck. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Three Guys, One Up. I'm Keith, sitting here with Spencer and David. What's up, my guys?
Wee, wee, wee.
Hi.
I didn't do your air horn, so I just did my own air horn.
This is pretty disappointing.
It was.
Whatever. You know what?
It's a great.
You're disappointing.
Also true. All right, so what's up, dudes? What you been doing? What you been gaming on? I don't even know what to talk about today. It's kind of just still slow gaming. As we were talking about last episode, was just kind of how slow things are right now. There's a couple of things coming up that are exciting. I know in the near future, we've got another half to a season of TFT. I know Spencer's really excited about that.
Yeah, that's coming Thursday, I think.
Oh, that's today. That's
so today. Yeah, today. That comes out today. Future today.
You guys are stupid. Today's Tuesday.
Well, you're living in the past, bro. I'm in Thursday. I'm up here with my listeners sitting in Thursday while you're back in Tuesday.
Some kind of schmuck.
Yeah, we got that coming out. There was some excited stuff that came out of Star Wars and what is it called now? Lucasfilms Games or something?
Lucasfilm Games.
Yeah. I think we talked a little bit about that, but some excited stuff about I know one game is a big RPG that's supposed to be coming out made by was it the same guy that the same people as The Division?
Machine Games, is that what it was? Something like that.
Maybe something like that. But the bigger story around this is EA losing exclusive rights to Star Wars titles, which is hopefully going to open it up to a whole lot more good stuff. I really hope they start giving some rights out to like little guys, little tiny devs out there.
Yeah, that'd be pretty companies. Cool.
That'd be cool to see some independent works on some Star Wars.
16-bit side-scrolling platformer.
That's probably what it would be. Something really dumb, but I imagine
any sort of mix-up at this point is going to be a big improvement, not simply because it's getting away from fucking EA, but also because, like, you know, it's bringing in fresh developers super excited to work on Star Wars, one of the biggest IPs that's around right now, you know?
Yeah, and think of like games of past, you know, we were talking about on last week and weekend watch a lot of Star Wars. If you want to check that out, 3guys1up.com. That's the podcast network. Weekend Watch is over there. It's also on Spotify and everything else. Check out that show. But we talked about a lot of Star Wars last week and mostly the movies and the shows pretty much primarily, but you know, there's a lot of really great like unique content for Star Wars that comes out of the games, KOTOR, and I don't know, going back even farther to like some of the N64 games were telling their own Star Wars stories. So the game industry around Star Wars is, I think, needed to also help grow this universe that Disney is growing.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of those games, like a lot of that diversity has been really stymied since EA took over completely.
Right.
So I'm really looking forward to that finally expiring. Because, I mean, how many Star Wars games did they even release? Like, not even just counting the good ones. It was only a handful.
Yeah, when we used to get flooded, there were PC games, there were Nintendo games. Nintendo had the original trilogy on Super Nintendo. They had N64 games out the wazoo, like multiple flying games. There was rogue games.
I cut my teeth on those flight sims back in the day. Those polygons were rough, but they're super nostalgic. I was just reminiscing about those, you know, just the other day.
And you know, Squadrons is pretty good. It's a good throwback to that type of play with updated stuff. But I mean, that all started way back when. I remember playing X-Wing on an old Mac.
And that's all, I mean, that's Lucasfilm Games. It's exciting to see it, you know, come home too.
I looked it up. It's four. There have been four total Star Wars games.
That's bad.
Since 2013.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. EA's dropping the ball.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
And two of those were Battlefronts.
Yeah, two Battlefronts, Fallen Order and Squadrons.
Fallen Order,
well, they waste their time.
Battlefront was, the first one was dog shit, and the second one was dog shit until they got bullied into fixing it. And now it's a better game, but it's fallen up. You can buy it for cheap, I'm pretty sure, anywhere you can find it, because it's fallen off so hard that it also flopped. I think it has a better following now, but I mean, you still got to catch up on cards and whatnot.
Right.
What is it? Haven't heard anything for 5 minutes. What are you talking about, Craig?
See, that's what I'm saying. It was telling me it's not picking up anything, but the recordings. Sorry, we're having technical difficulties. I'm not even going to edit this out. Fuck it, Craig.
You take a weekend watch approach.
Craig's fucking up the show.
Podcast verite.
Yeah, this is the fun bits about remote recording. It would be really nice to just be able to sit and. In the same room and do this, but fuck you, COVID.
Anyway, Star Wars, EA, sucking. What are we're talking about? I don't even remember. I was going to say
games,
something about
EA Star Wars games.
Battlefront. I was going to say something about Knights of the Old Republic. And I mean, it's pretty standard crap MMO. I'm sorry. It didn't really like hook my interest.
You mean the Old Republic, Star Wars, the Old Republic, not Knights, yeah. Knights of the Old it's Republic.
Not, you're right. Knights. Not, I'm not talking about old KOTOR.
SWTOR.
That's not KOTOR. Awesome.
SWTOR.
Anyway. Yeah,
fine. And I told you at the same time that it wasn't going to be for everybody. It's a different grind, a different feel. I enjoy MMOs. I enjoy that grind quite a bit. I still haven't gotten onto the new WoW because it's more of a time sink than I'm able to do, but I definitely get what you mean about Star Wars because it's, I think it's come leaps and bounds from where it was, but it's definitely not like the best MMO out there.
Yeah.
But especially when you have people playing with, like when me and Chansey were running around together, that was awesome. I was a healer, he was DPS, and we were just fucking shit up, going through entire dungeons by ourselves and shit.
It feels empty. It feels like they were trying to emulate World of Warcraft's success and fell so far short because they weren't actually trying to pursue I don't know, something genuine. And
I 100% disagree with that because they went in like the complete opposite direction, went full voiceover. That like the game is full of cutscenes and voiceover and choosing dialogue, and it slows it down to the point that it loses that WoW feel to me. I don't feel like they were trying to clone enough. I think they went off on their own page, and the replayability is then tedious because you're going through fucking conversation after conversation after conversation, and it took away from alts. It took away from like dungeon progression. Cause if you're stuck with that one person that wants to watch every cutscene and you've already seen all of them, that adds a half hour onto your dungeon.
Yeah. Well, we'll see what LucasArts does with the games going forward. I want
to
see
some nice to see fresh things. You're right. Yeah. But I don't even know what else is in the works other than that massive RPG that they say they have planned. I wonder if it's going to have a multiplayer or if it's going straight single player. What was that one for N64 where you got the jetpack?
Are you talking about, Shadow of the Empire?
Yeah, that shit was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was. Man, that game was fantastic.
Shadow of the Empire. In like the canyons and shit like that, and you could jetpack around. Oh man, that game was so much fun. They need to redo that.
Fighting wampas.
Yeah, I forgot. Sniping wampas and shit. Yep. I wanna play more shit like that.
You know which one really took the cake for me was Jedi Academy 2 Jedi Outcast.
That game was incredible. It had a multiplayer on Xbox Live as well.
And, yeah, I played it on GameCube.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know it was on GameCube. But yeah, I played Xbox Live with my buddy Joseph and my two buddies, Joseph and Richard. And we would, because you could change up your lightsaber styles and stuff. And that single lightsaber in the slowest like possible style was so fucking powerful that you could just like slice people up. And we'd set the games up for just us three versus like 10 people and just like force grip them and throw them off the side and chop them to bit. Oh, that game was so much fun. The story was incredible too. Did you ever play that game, David? That was one of my favorites. Jedi Academy games are awesome.
I never played that one. I played both of the Force Awakens games, Starkiller. I really enjoyed those games. But were those after it passed on to EA? I don't recall.
No, it was before
those games.
Quite a bit before. Yeah. It was. Let me see if I can find it here.
And then, like I said, I played a lot over at my friend's house. The old like TIE Fighter, the flight sim games. You know, the I don't even know the exact names of them.
That one was Raven Software, David. Jedi Knight 2 Jedi Outcast was Raven Software.
Those games were so fucking good. The stories, like I said,
what?
No, the Force Unleashed. Sorry, I was looking back for the one we were talking about a minute ago.
Pod Racer. Obviously, I played the fuck out of Pod Racer, and the first Battlefront was my jam. For
yeah, Battlefront 2 was getting played on repeat over at Mike's house.
Yeah, just quite doing, a bit.
What was it? The hero battles, just crazy hero battles at Mike's house with Battlefront 2.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah,
I had a girlfriend back in the day who was very, very into Star Wars Galaxies. Like, she used to go on about like her house and stuff, and like I don't know, I never really touched that game, but That's as close as I got to that.
No, that game always had a premium price that I could never attain at that time. That was not something I could do, because that was like more pricey than WoW was. WoW was starting probably around $12 when it first came out. I think Galaxies was like a $20 a month premium price or something like that. It was expensive.
Shit. Yeah, it was something like that. It was up there.
I remember looking.
I didn't realize I was dating Miss Moneybags.
I remember looking at it and like really wanting to play it, but you couldn't. And then I heard it was like good for everybody that got into it, but it was also kind of like Star Wars Second Life.
That kind of sums up that girlfriend a little bit. The type of person that would play Star Wars Second Life. So. Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, that's like what I got. You guys got anything? What have you been playing? I've been playing Civ still. I'm addicted as fuck to that game.
Every day. TFT matches when I got a moment, and I'm wading through the Cyberpunk stew.
I've also pretty much been playing Arena and TFT just like in my little bit of downtime lately. But yeah, I did download a couple of games from Games with Gold. I haven't had a chance to actually play them yet, but one of them I played already. The remaster of Dead Rising, the first one.
Okay.
I just downloaded that. And then the other one that was free right now is, have you guys heard of Little Nightmares?
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty cool.
I downloaded that one too.
Art style.
Yeah, it looked pretty cool. Kind of like a creepy horror, almost like a platformer, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I think so. I haven't checked it out. I haven't played it.
Yeah, me either, but I'm pretty excited for it. So that's something, you know.
Yeah, that's cool.
Just keep building up that backlog.
Yeah, I guess it's cool, Spence, that you're really excited to play a game.
Yeah.
I've been stuck on Civ because I can play at my own pace. There's like, no, it's mindless when I want to play it, I can just kind of throw my moves out there, and or I can get up and cook dinner and come back and be in the same exact place. It's just so nice to have running, because it's endless. The games take for fucking ever, so it's a fun one to just waste a day on.
One of these days I'll actually pick it up when it goes on sale. I've seen it. It's in my Steam wish list, and I've seen it hit $15 like 80 times since I got my computer.
Yeah.
I haven't actually bought it at all.
Yeah, the next sale, it'll probably be right back down there. I bought the game plus all the DLC, which is like 100. I think we already talked about it. It was like $160, and I got it for like $40. So
yeah, it's not bad at all.
It's a sweet deal when it does go on sale. So keep an eye out for a Steam sale for that one. It's just fun. Yeah. Other than that, I've been not really in the gaming mood, because nothing great's coming out. Like, what are we excited about like right now, other than TFT?
Yeah, it seems like everything else is pretty far away.
It's first quarter, new year. It's past holiday season. There's nothing happening right now.
Yeah, I do remember
Pokemon Snap's coming out soon.
Yeah, that's true. What is that?
Hitman 3 comes out also future today.
Future today. I forgot about that. The VR and everything is going to be happening with that. I'm excited to watch some streams, because I can't play some VR, but I will check that game out. Are you going to buy it first day, Spencer?
Probably not first day, but I'll get it pretty quickly.
Is that going to be on Xbox?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to do that on your PC or on Xbox?
I'll probably get it on my Xbox. That's a game I like to play with a controller.
Yeah, on the big screen for sure.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
And then I know we've talked about this probably twice already, but the new Magic set comes out next week. So that's something.
That's quick.
Hey, play the little dingly. That's my Magic minute.
Are we doing that right now?
Yeah, might as well, right?
I was joking. What else is there to say about this set? I can talk about a couple more spoilers, but that's pretty much exclusively for people that are too excited about this set. Like, so me. That's exclusively for me.
All right. Magic moment with David.
No, we did it already.
That was our outro this time, because we didn't have the nice magic beforehand.
The only spoiler that jumps out to me recently is the Orvar, the all form. Spencer, did you check this guy out?
Yeah, it's pretty cool looking, right?
It's very interesting. You would have to build the deck around this. When are you going to build a deck with instants and sorceries that are going to target your shit? Unless you're running him.
Yeah, that's a good. I don't know, but it's definitely
like
build around. That's true.
He might be like a fun addition to that precursor golem 60 card that I had. But that was specifically built to cast instants and sorceries on my stuff for ridiculous outcomes. Right. I mean, he other than that, I mean, it wants to be broken. It wants to be powerful, but it's not quite making it.
Fair enough. I don't know. I like that. I like not broken, not overpowered, but still pushed power wise.
Just a lot of gods in this set. I haven't even read all of these gods.
Some of them are pretty lackluster.
Which is something to expect out of a set, right? Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, that's true. And that's something to be expected with a set with so many gods. I think I'd be a little puzzled if they were all just like, oh god, look at, holy shit. You know, what is the clearest strategy that's arising out of these spoilers so far, Spence? I imagine you're playing Arena to save up some coin to draft this. What are you going to draft?
I honestly don't know yet. Like, I'm gonna have to really dig in a little more. don't know, elves probably, if we're being completely honest, it's going to be, I'm going to force elves every time.
I mean, that elf ball is pretty real in this deck so far, or in this set. I've definitely seen some ridiculous elves. Like elf enabling things. But I'm not, nothing's like jumping to the forefront for me. Like, this is what is gonna really be. And is that, I mean, I've had that sense before with past sets, and sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes that those colors just kind of dominate the set and people complain. Right. So maybe they balanced it really well. We'll see.
Yeah, well, I don't know. We're gonna find out, I guess.
Not gonna know until the cards start flying.
Yep. But I'm looking forward to it. It's gonna be fun.
Slinging some spells.
That's on Arena next week, not physical copies next week, right?
Right. Correct. Okay.
Does it come out the week after for physical?
Yeah, I think it's the week after.
Yeah, I think that's what we decided on last week. Well, cool. That should be exciting. It'll be nice to
see a whole bunch of gold.
Yeah.
I think I'm coming in on, shit, I don't even know, 90,000?
Goddamn. Drafting up a storm. Gonna be ready.
Yep.
Well, cool. I guess that means we'll go into some news.
News.
That's
the news.
That's it.
I don't know. I got nothing. Do we talk about Pokemon Snap? That was announced in between.
Yeah, we barely mentioned it. So yeah, good thing to bring it up again. When is that coming out? Do you have a date in front of you?
April 30th.
Okay, cool.
So cool. If you liked Pokemon Snap, you know, you get more of it. That's the news. I don't know. let's see. Another bummer. Hogwarts Legacy got delayed.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up earlier, but I'm glad I saved it for news because it is such a bummer. It's bad news.
So now we're looking at 2022. No going to school this year, guys.
And I'm okay with that. Just get it right. This is going to be another one of those really highly anticipated games. They're going to be pushed to their limits. Delay it as many times as you have to make the right game. That's I expect it to probably be delayed even further once we get down to the wire. This is the first of a few delays, probably.
Yeah, we cannot handle another disappointment.
Yeah. Speaking of delays, we talked about this game a while back, but it was one of the showcases over the summer was Riders Republic. Just like the MMO extreme sports game that Ubisoft is making.
Okay, yeah.
That one is also getting delayed to later this year. That one's got like wingsuits and mountain biking.
Yeah, it's like Steep Plus.
Yeah, yeah.
What's the all the other stuff?
Yeah.
Are you clipping your toenails?
Well, not anymore.
Don't do that during the news. You do that while you're watching him, Cooper? Geraldo Rivera? No. Did you have respect for those guys?
Something.
what else? We talked about Hitman 3 already. That comes out future today. And then apparently at some point we got some Elden Ring concept art was revealed and then immediately taken down.
Yeah, they flashed a little teaser and I guess it had like nothing to do with anything except it had an Elden Ring thing, like watermark or whatever on it. So people freaked out. I don't really think it was much of anything. I caught a glimpse of what it was.
Yeah, I'm taking a look at some pretty bland art, but you know, it's the first thing we've heard about Elden Ring in a year and a half.
Yeah,
it's like being a kid and you catch that like first little glimpse and nipple like quickly on the TV screen.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll see. When you're trying to.
Your family doesn't get HBO because you're poor, so you're sitting there watching the HBO porn at 2 a.m., but it's all, like, purple fuzzy.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's like. My family had HBO. I had all the taxi cab confessions I could stand.
Real sex. Remember
didn't that? Pay for HBO, but somehow we got a really kind of blurry version. But it wasn't blurry enough that I didn't watch it. It was good enough. Real sex. You remember that show?
Yep.
Yep.
That show was the shit.
Yep.
Putting out the TV on mute. Hand on the power button on the remote. Just because there were some boobs. No. That's it. I don't have any more news.
All right.
Let's talk about our more about our I don't know. Let's not
talk about that. What are we talking about?
I am blanking on words, and it doesn't matter.
All right. Well, I guess that's the show then. Unless you want to talk about like our childhood masturbation shows for again. No? Okay. Well,
no, that's for the other show.
Come tell us about your childhood masturbation shows in our Discord. You can find the information in the show information, and you can find it at our website. We have one of those, 3guys1up.com. We have a Facebook, check that out. Follow us on Twitter, where we have our own individual Twitters. You can find all those on the website as well. Also, we have a Patreon now, and I'd like to give a shout out to my boy Dill for being our first patron.
Thank you, dude.
Thank you. You're awesome. Patreon /3guys1up podcast network. You can also find that on our website. So check that out and become a patron if you'd like to support the podcast even further.
Yeah, thanks guys for listening. The hosts. You become exclusive a patron.
Nudes. Exclusive news or nudes?
Nudes, man.
Nudes?
Okay. Nudes, yeah.
Nudes with a D. Okay.
Am I the only one that's put nude pictures up on our Patreon for our patrons?
I mean, I put butthole close-ups, but...
Oh, okay.
Not like full nudes.
I was going to say... Well, David, come on. I mean, where are your butthole close-ups?
I took internals.
And with that, we'll catch you next week. Have a good one. Enjoy that.